Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Number one, we want to win the game. And then beyond that, there's a lot of things that come into play. There's some guys with certain incentives that come up, and it seems like that's becoming more and more relevant year to year. And then you've got guys who you want to look at. You'd love to bring practice squad guys up, as many as possible, but you're only allocated two. So try your best to make everyone happy and try and, at the same time, keep things in proper order here in terms of what's important. So it's an interesting week, no doubt.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott, as they take on the New England Patriots tomorrow in a game that, well, you want to see a couple things happen. Most importantly, just make sure everyone goes away happy and healthy.
Yeah. Keep the starters healthy.
Even the backups.
Even the backups.
Come away from this game without injury. That's the goal coming into this one. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you. Hour number two of Sports Talk Saturday, as we'll go a little bit more in depth on some things. By the way, it looks like a couple people on Twitter helping pointing things out for me here. I appreciate you guys. Bram saying today's games, they're not really in the wrong order. If they were reversed, it'd be even less at stake in the later game, because if Pittsburgh were to lose in the early window, Baltimore would have zero to play for, because they would have already won the North.
Yeah.
So, Bram, appreciate that. When I asked, how are your concerns with everything? You know, how are you feeling about the Bills' defense? Are we worried about playoff matchups? Anything else of the sorts? JQ tweeting in, all of that. I'll still be nervous 10 minutes after they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's something that's... That is something that could be a real feeling. I hope not, though. I hope there's no people that would be nervous or upset or like angry about something that happened in a game if they were to win a Super Bowl. I would feel like that would be one of the strangest things I would ever hear of.
Yeah.
That is a conversation for a month from now.
Yeah. Yeah. In February, when,
if we're in that conversation.
Well, you like to think we would be.
I look forward to potential discourse.
As long as the Bills aren't walking out with a big boombox to Gangster's Paradise, we're fine.
Meanwhile, Josh Allen looking over your shoulder going, hey.
That was the best thing to come out of that clip.
That was.
Like, that's not in the clip.
It's
that's
not in
circulated.
The clip. It's in a picture
yeah,
of that from like, a reverse angle.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper behind you, just there.
Yeah, and then they lose 40-14, you know. It was very... That was one of those things where, like, images and, like, how artistic they can actually be.
Yeah.
Especially when, in hindsight, you look back at it and go, oh, wow, yeah, no, that picture goes hard because they won 40-14.
I mean, I know what the score sheet says. I know what the score really was. You know?
That's where I'm at. But even then, if you say 40-14, it's still impressive.
It's still a blowout. Yeah, it's still impressive.
It's still all that impressive.
Remember, they were supposed to be the kings of the AFC East. You got to remember that.
Yes.
I think the script writers are a little upset with the Buffalo Bills on that one, but we'll have to see.
Yes. And again, it leads to a game where, like, here in Buffalo, there's not a whole heck of a lot of meaning for this weekend, but there's enough going on around the rest of the league that it needs to be really brought into a bit more of detail. Joe, you have the playoff machine up, ready to run.
The machine is ready.
Evan has NFL music potentially ready. But before we do that, we'll just make sure we get connected with our fans real quick. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Head out to Rob. Rob, how you doing today? Welcome to a Sports Talk Saturday. Good afternoon.
How you doing today? And it's always a pleasure to be on Silly Wacky Sports Talk Saturday. You know, I you guys are talking about it, and I've been listening all week long, of course. And, you know, I just want to get this weekend out of the way because I just want to know who we're going to face in the playoffs. My concerns are as far as the Bills, I have no concerns whatsoever with the offense. We have a great offense. We can stay in the game. It's just, it's the defense. I don't know how you guys feel. It's sketchy. And I just, I want them to be able to stop the other teams on the third down conversions. That's probably the most annoying for me as far as going into the playoffs. It's just defense needs to tighten up and be a lot stronger for the playoffs to play that complementary football to help the offense out. And then the other thing was that I was thinking about is I do not want to face Cincinnati whatsoever. That because I'm telling you, the way I feel, Cincinnati is strong enough to blow through the AFC. I feel that. So if they don't make it, that's great. I'm not really too worried about Denver and Miami at all. It's just I don't know how you guys feel about Cincinnati, but I'm just not feeling it. But most importantly, it's just the defense needs to tighten up. They need to show up for these playoffs. Because I have a funny feeling if we do play Kansas City this year, we're beating Kansas City. This is our year. I'm tired of, you know, the almost. We almost did this. We almost did that. You know, we've all suffered, you know, the almost feeling. And almost only counts in horseshoes and slow dancing, my friends. So with that, you guys keep doing what you're doing. You always do a great job. My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Rob, appreciate that. One of the big things is the third down defense. They are amongst
the
worst
game. Yeah,
among the worst of the league.
Yeah,
and it is a problem. It could be from long first downs. There are also plays where, like first and second down, they're letting teams get into easier positions, like in the New England game.
Even at third and like eight, though, they're letting those go in that New England.
Third
game.
And long
really
is,
bothering.
Third and long is the really bothersome yeah. ones. And that was a lot of the Los Angeles game. Oh, that
I did this. I think I did the same
Rams.
Thing. Yeah,
stupid Rams. Why'd you ever have to move? Rams and the Chargers, both you stink, LA. The Rams game, though, in particular, was one of those where it was just not.
They couldn't do it. It was
really
third and long, frustrating.
Good amount of times, and it just very frustrating. Not a good look.
You knew going in, not going in. I should say going into the drive, though. Oh, they. Third down is not a guarantee. Third and nine yeah. is not a guarantee you're getting off the field.
You should be feeling good about that sort of thing. Like, retire the train horn at this point, because now all I'm hearing is, well, it's going to be a first down.
Yeah.
Because the train horn is signifying something else right now based on how their defense is playing on third downs. And there's nothing more frustrating for a defense than that. We'll go to John in Cheektowaga here. John, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, guys. Yeah, why do you think the Bills brought Micah Hyde back if they're not going to play him in the regular season? They won't bring him back in the playoffs. Well, he'll be rusty, you know, if he hasn't had a down of practice. Do you think they're setting him up for a coaching career after the season? You know, because I heard Cole Bishop say he's learned a lot from him on the side, you know, during practice and stuff. I assume when they signed him, or, you know, they brought him back, they're going to use him, you know. So, you have any insight into that?
Yeah, John, I appreciate that. Really, it is, potentially there might be a coaching angle there.
Vet presence.
But it's mostly veteran presence and having a guy in the film room, in the locker room, to help these young players out.
Yeah, almost as a coach, if you will.
A player like, coach of sorts.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, they weren't going to sign him to bring him back to the active roster. The other part is respect.
He did a lot for the
He's done a lot for this team over the years, and if there's one more playoff run in them, they wanted to respect him and bring him along for the ride.
Because he's on this team. If they get the ring, he gets a ring.
He gets a ring if they get a ring. So that's where I think most of it comes from, is the veteran leadership, the locker room presence, having a film room junkie in there with you as well.
Yeah. I would like that to turn into a coaching gig, honestly.
It'd be nice.
I think that'd be good.
If he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
But he has clearly embraced this city as well.
The charity softball events every year. There's another one happening
another
this
one
year
already,
they announced.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, again, I think it has more or less to do with the off-field presence with him than anything on-field when they signed him.
Yeah.
All right. You got a playoff machine.
I do.
You've got NFL music. Why don't we do it?
Go into the playoffs?
Going into the playoffs, well, for Week 18.
Yeah, yeah. That's as far as it lets me go now.
Yes.
You can't go any further until you're in the playoffs.
So here we go.
Yeah.
We start with today, with the Ravens and the Browns. Obviously, Baltimore has everything to play for. Cleveland has the opposite of everything to play for.
Yeah, and they're 20-point underdogs.
They're 20-point underdogs. It better suits them to lose than to win.
Yeah, so Ravens win that one.
Yes, and they're 20-point favorites. It's just it's absurd to see just how lopsided this game could potentially get.
Yes, I agree with you on that one,
though. I had made mention of it, and then I had to correct myself a little bit on this. The Steelers do have something to play for, even if the Ravens win. They could be making sure that they face Houston instead of going to Baltimore again.
Yeah,
so there's something. There's a big deal there.
Yeah, you don't want that divisional opponent third time in a season, especially the Ravens, one of the better teams in the NFL. Stay away. Stay clear.
Especially because both of those games were like they were top 10 types of games.
Yep. So give me the Steelers over the Bengals.
I'm going to take the Steelers to actually lose this game.
Okay.
So the Bengals stay alive.
Okay.
So that's dangerous when it comes to Denver. Now, suddenly it is. You have to win. Because Denver could have made it if all of them lost. Now it is the Broncos. You got to win. Moving on to the Sunday game. Or the Sunday slate, I should say.
Yeah.
Panthers-Falcons.
Panthers. I think it's a frisky win from Bryce Young to close out the season. I think he's got a little bit to play for, that offense. I know they're not great, but if Bryce Young really wants to cement his movement going forward on that team, he's got to play for it. So give me the Panthers.
I mentioned how the Browns have nothing to play for. Mm-hmm. The Panthers do have something here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a bit of a degree of pride, but also finding answers about your quarterback.
Yep.
That you paid a dear price for, almost hurting the franchise with the price that was paid. So hopefully you get something out of this. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say Carolina here.
I think that's a good game you get from Bryce Young in that offense. Adam Thielen, those guys, I think they're going to Chuba Hubbard. Chuba.
And suddenly Tampa Bay would then clinch the playoffs with a Falcons loss.
Yep.
Just like that. Commanders, Cowboys, this one doesn't have much in the tank for meaning.
No, but I think the
there
Commanders
is seeding,
win.
Though.
Is there?
Commanders and Packers, a Commanders win, a Packers loss, they can move up in the standings as well.
I think the Commanders win this game against Dallas, though.
Yeah.
I think Jaden Daniels puts up a really good game for these guys.
Yeah, and also this would be a difference of you play the Rams or you play the Buccaneers. A win gives you the NFC South, and it would give you Tampa Bay and not L.A.
Right. With a Green Bay loss, you're saying?
With a Green Bay loss and a Washington win, that's what would happen.
It actually...
Oh, excuse me. No, I looked at the wrong one.
A Washington win would put you with L.A.
Sorry.
No, you're good. And a Green Bay loss would give you Philly.
Yeah, never mind. It's the Vikings or Lions that are locked up with the NFC South winner.
If Green Bay wins and Washington wins, Washington's still the sixth seed.
Yeah, so Washington can keep the sixth seed. They'd be playing L.A. instead of a division rival in Philadelphia, and that's a tough thing to do is to win against that sort of team.
Yeah, and they're both really good football teams, 13-3, 12-5. Well, will be at that point. Who knows how the records are going to go.
Exactly. So, yeah, I looked at that one a little too quickly there. But same thing for Green Bay, though. A Washington loss, a Green Bay win over the Packers, over the Bears, would give the Packers the sixth seed, not the seven.
Yeah, and here's what I look at. If we're going to speak on Green Bay for a second, I don't know if that's in order or not, but they own Chicago. So I would say Green Bay wins that game.
The Bears would also complete the imperfect road season.
Yeah.
They would go 0-8 on the road for the year.
The stars are too aligned. It has to happen.
I'd say Commanders and I'd say Packers. So Washington stays as the six. Green Bay stays as the 7.
Yep.
And that would be that. Texans and Titans. This is a game with nothing to play for.
No.
This is a Bills-Patriots level of nothing. And there's a span of 3 games like this here, with 4 of these teams being AFC South football. Catch the fever.
Where do you...
Texans-Titans?
I would say Texans, but I also don't know.
Like, I would say Texans, because, ready? The Titans are employing a 2-quarterback strategy for their game
that's
on Sunday.
Will Levis and Mayo Boy and Mason Rudolph.
And if you're going to play 2 quarterbacks, you're playing 0 quarterbacks. Because you're not letting either of them get into a flow of a game.
Yeah. Well, you saw that when the Steelers were doing it with Wilson and Fields. It was better when you just gave Russell Wilson the keys.
Enough. Just... And the Titans, by the way, with the loss, would help them cement into the 2nd overall selection, possibly having a chance at the 1st.
Yeah.
Which would then lead us to Bills-Patriots. The New England Patriots have the inside track on the 1 seed at the current moment, thanks to tiebreakers and strength of schedule.
I think they're going to try and lose this game as well.
I don't think they're going to try to lose this game. Gerard Mayo...
You think he'll just lose it?
Has a job to coach for, actually.
You're right. So kind of needs to win at the end of the season. But he wasn't coaching for it anyway, just punting on like 4th and short the other day.
And if he does that, like he did a couple weeks back now, that should tell you everything you need to know about him being a head coach. So he needs to show a little bit more aggression with a team that has not nothing to lose, but more to gain.
Right.
He has more to gain... If he actually stays aggressive with it. If he's actually like punting on like a 4th and 2 against a team that's playing backups, by the way.
Yes. Here's the question.
Get rid of him.
Do the Bills end up winning this game, or you going Patriots?
I'm actually going to go with the Bills here.
I had them picked.
So, Colts-Jaguars, Indianapolis could have had this game become a, like that Carson Wentz kind of nightmare from a couple of years ago. No. Now it's just... You have the Jaguars and Colts playing for nothing here because Indianapolis got eliminated last week on the heels of Drew Lock throwing for 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. Give me the Colts.
Give me the Jaguars, actually. They're spiraling. Indy is spiraling. So I'm going to say that they finished the job and, you know, people lose their jobs over it.
Okay.
The Saints-Buccaneers, as this is the last of the 1 o'clock games, give me Tampa. I mean, the Saints are kind of a joke.
Yeah.
And probably the worst head coaching vacancy that's going to be available.
Yeah.
Their only response to head coaches being like, why should I pick this place? Theirs should just be, we're not the Jets. And that's your sales pitch.
And here's the thing. They have no room for nostalgia because Sean Payton's currently operating another team. So,
furthermore, they have the worst cap situation in the National Football League, bar none.
They do.
And that's even with Cleveland giving Deshaun Watson that contract they did.
It's terrible.
4 o'clock games. We've got 5 of them. We'll start with the least relevant and go to most relevant from there. Cardinals, 49ers, Arizona, you almost did it. Unfortunately, a later season collapse, something that the Cardinals had been akin to under Cliff Kingsbury. It happened here again as they were the leaders in the NFC West for a short amount of time in the middle of the season. San Francisco... Injuries decimated their year, and it's a season of what could have been, if not for all the injuries. Now you have an older core that you might be looking to get to reset from.
Yeah.
Give me Arizona here.
I think Kyler Murray and James Conner and those guys have a better performance. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, there's a little bit more in the youth to hope for there. Seahawks-Rams, thanks to what happened with the strength of schedule tiebreaker, Seattle was eliminated. After just watching Sunday Night Football happen. That's a tough way to go out. Rams clinching the division. Seahawks being told they're out. The Rams will be sitting a lot of players here, so I'm going to take the Seahawks.
Yeah, agreed.
When it comes to Chargers and Raiders, based on what we have predicted, the Chargers have nothing to play for at that point. Well, in your scenario. In mine... Oh, flip it.
Yep.
In mine, they have nothing to play for.
In mine, they're playing for the seeding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, give me Chargers.
I'm still taking the Chargers because the Raiders are a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And even if they were to play against a team full of backups, they still wouldn't win. And now the 2 games that matter the most in the 425 slate. Jets and Dolphins, Broncos and Chiefs. The Dolphins, I think... win this game because the Jets are the Jets.
Yeah, me too. I think The and Jets then, are done.
Welcome to the drama.
Mm-hmm.
If I pick the Dolphins, that means the Bengals are out,
yep.
by the way.
And
which is the most frustrating way for them to go out, mm-hmm. I think. Not the Denver Broncos beating Chiefs backups. I'm not nearly as mad at that if it were happening to me. I am more mad at you really couldn't beat the Dolphins with a backup quarterback. Jets, what good are you?
Yeah.
Like, top 10 useless franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs and Broncos. It all comes down to this. And in our scenario here, Miami is the one staring at the television screen on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Broncos. There's too many players sitting for the Chiefs that...
If the Broncos play their starters, there's no question they will, because it depends on it.
I wouldn't say there's no question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Carson Wentz is a capable backup quarterback.
Right. I'm just saying, depending on the other players they're sitting to, like, is Chris Jones going to play a full game?
No.
Right. So it's like the defense isn't as big and bad as it normally is. So give me the Broncos.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say it's the Broncos as well. So Denver mm-hmm. would then claim the 7th seed.
Which I would like as a Bills fan.
Hey, here we go. 1 or 5 for the Vikings and Lions.
Listen, in that bet I was telling you about in the beginning, I didn't pick a team because it's too tough. I picked the over, 57.5 points. I think this is going to be a crazy scoring game because
yes.
both of these teams have literally everything to play for, seeding-wise.
Everything to play for yeah. and the offensive talent. And Detroit has so many injuries on defense that it's going to be a little bit more that frustrating.
It's going to be a track meet, yeah.
I'm going to pull the surprise of the year here.
You think Minnesota takes the 1 seed
Give
from Detroit?
Give me the Vikings.
I like that pick.
Minute.
I like the pick when I don't have money on it, so I'm going to do the same because I think the upset is very intriguing.
What a story that would be, by the way.
Yeah. Sam Darnold taking the 1 seed in the NFC after being laughed out of the AFC with the Jets. And him and Baker Mayfield in Carolina. Look at both of them in the playoffs for the NFC.
And
isn't that crazy?
If he claims the 1 seed, I feel like there would be this, like, too late tornado of Sam Darnold MVP.
Yeah.
Which...
Would that, I guess...
I wouldn't hate the idea of the concept.
I wouldn't either.
But also, it would cap off a very strong, strong
that entire
year
team
from that draft class.
Except
for Josh Rosen.
Yep, Josh Rosen, the one who said, I'm the best quarterback in this draft class, is no longer an NFL quarterback.
And the rest of the draft class said, fight me.
Yeah.
It'd be a great resurgence here for Sam Darnold, and I'm going to say that it happens.
Yeah. I think Sam Darnold, though... I think, like you said, has a great game, great resurgence. I'm really interested to see where he ends up next season. Because the Vikings have J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting situation. He just made the best case he could for himself.
If he nabs the 1 seed and plays well with it, I think that there's a very tough conversation to have in Minnesota, and they become immediately, when the season ends, the most fascinating team to follow.
Yep.
Because what do you do? What do they do, and what do the ripple effects become based on which quarterback gets effectively told you're not the guy?
Because both of them could very well be the guy, I feel like. Both of yes. them are good quarterbacks, so it's just like, it's a tough spot.
It's a tough spot.
And
it's
I will be watching that like a hawk the entire
yeah,
offseason.
Everyone will.
Yeah.
And they should. All right, we'll get going here as we looked at everything with the playoff picture, everything of the sort. I think it's time to look a little bit more into detail of the Bills' potential 3 opponents.
Yep, I agree.
And we'll go into that a little bit deeper here. Coming up next, Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, you're listening to WGR.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Coach asked me, you know, what I like to do. We had a conversation. He called me back, let me know that we're probably going to be resting. And my reaction was kind of like I told my family. Obviously, my family probably wanted a little bit more than me. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is winning football games and winning the playoffs. So I got a bigger goal in mind anyway.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Close to breaking the record, but truthfully, my take on this, him sitting, I think he might want to do it in 14 games. Don't you think? Because there will always be that asterisk next to it if he does it next week.
But also, you could do it in 16 games. If he had done it in 16 games.
Right, if he had already done it.
Yeah, if he had already done it.
Just before the season's over. But I think he's more focused on getting that ring and the trophy.
If the Eagles were not the Eagles and they had something to play for, yeah, he probably does it.
Yeah.
So it's situation-based.
Yeah.
Because Adrian Peterson... Zach and I talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Peterson couldn't get the record because his team was only good enough.
Right.
And they had to kick a field goal to make the playoffs. So they couldn't give him the ball one more time. He was really close, too. I think it was like 9 or 10 yards or something like that. And just... You couldn't give him the ball again because you couldn't afford to because you had to make the playoffs. They had. And the thing was that he brought them into field goal range to actually do it.
Right.
It was a big Adrian Peterson run that gets them to the postseason. But that team needed to make the postseason. They had to kick the field goal. They couldn't give him that one last shot. So I think for Barkley, I'd feel a little bit better about it knowing that, like, yeah, you're close, but you're not that close. So
right,
it helps.
No, I understand what you're saying. It's just Philly's in a good spot.
Philly is in a great spot.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the Giants is just, oof. There's not many better places to end your season then.
No. Imagine
than at home against the Giants.
Imagine if Saquon did play, though.
If he did
against
have to play.
The Giants, like to break the record, are they in MetLife Stadium?
No, they're in Philly.
In Philly. Oh, I was going to say, can you imagine?
Oh, that would have been worse.
Can you imagine if that's the way that went? Oh, Mayo mascot Will Levis has the TV on.
We got. I saw a clip of the Mayo Bowl just now.
That's just disgusting. Can you imagine having that? Ugh.
The thing is that I do enjoy the novelty of college football.
Yeah.
And the bowl season and like how gimmicky it can get.
I do too.
But I also hate mayonnaise. And seeing a mayo bath, it's just like, what in the South are we doing? That's what that is to me. But anyway, back to Barkley. I think that it's... It's a tough situation, but also you want to look out for the team in that sort of sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Barkley, too. It's just like, you know, yeah, it's a bit of a disappointment that he doesn't get a chance to get that thing. But he also knows that he left the Giants for a chance to win in the postseason. And here we are. Like, he is on his best team that he will have ever played for in the Philadelphia Eagles. All right. We have a couple of teams to look at here, though,
yeah.
In particular.
Possible
with the Denver
matchups.
Broncos, the Miami Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals. And each of them gives their own unique problems, I would say.
Yeah, they're not. It's not a consistent problem across the board between the three teams.
No, there are some crossovers between Miami and Cincinnati, so to say, when it comes to roster construction.
Yeah, just talent on offense, stuff like that.
There is this weird bit of, if you're concerned about any one of these teams, there is a different reason for that. There's a different and unique reason for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Denver, we all know what that is, and that is they have a very good defense.
Yes, they do.
One that can help lock things down and cause chaos and give you a little bit of headaches.
Yeah, and they have a shifty rookie quarterback, Bo Nix, who's actually played pretty well this season.
And with the Bills' struggles on defense as of late, you would see like slugging it out 24-21 style,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing, where like you're kind of wondering, okay, when is everything going to get going in gear a little bit more consistently?
Yeah.
The thing is that Bo Nix also does have some accuracy issues and turning the ball over a little bit sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To where...
It'll even itself out.
A Bills defense, it kind of plays to their strengths.
Yeah.
So you'd be able to take advantage of that sort of thing. But that said, yeah, their defense in Denver is a little bit of a headache. And if that is something that could cause the Bills a little bit of an issue, you'd get a close game on the lower scoring side of things. With the Cincinnati Bengals, it's literally the opposite. You have a high-flying, incredibly talented offense with Joe Burrow playing at an obnoxious level, but a defense that I do not know what it is that they are. Like, what is up with their defense?
Yeah, they can't.
They have a good coordinator. It's just the talent is suddenly just drained from that group, and they cannot get out of their own way.
No, they can't stop a nosebleed. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. And that's the thing, right? You look at the offense, and you're like,
How is this team currently at 500?
Yeah. And it makes zero sense. But it's their defense.
And it is their defense. And it 1,000% has been all season, where they are one of the best scoring teams in the National Football League. But then all of a sudden, they cannot stop much of anything. There are two teams that they managed to put underneath 10 points this year. The Browns and the Giants. And it has more to say about the Browns and the Giants than their defense.
Right. That was the Browns with
DTR.
Yeah, DTR.
And that was the Giants with Daniel Jones. Who had been released.
Yeah.
So, again, there's a problem with them, it seems, where they are giving up at least 24 consistently throughout the season. 26 to the Chiefs, 38 to the Commanders, 24 to the Panthers.
Right. It wouldn't be the same Bengals defense.
41 to the Ravens.
Yep. Yep. That destroyed the Bills in that divisional round at home. You're not going to get that same defense.
37 to the Eagles, 24 to the Raiders, 35 to the Ravens again, 34 to the Chargers, who are not known as a high scoring unit.
Nope.
44 to the Steelers, 20 to Dallas, 27 allowed to Tennessee, 24 to Denver, who needed a last-second bailout to even force overtime.
Their offensive ranking is 8th in the NFL. Their defensive ranking is 27th in the NFL.
Yeah, it's just
like, what a polar opposite from each side of the football. They allow, on average, 26.1 points per game, and they score 28.3 points per game.
They live on the edge.
Yes.
And that's why, like, that's exactly how you end up in 8-8 team. Miami. Miami's concern is more or less, it is hard to beat a team three times in a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only real thing that I can point to as like the major problem, because Miami historically has been having a bad time against Buffalo. You have a quarterback that may or may not come back in the wild card round healthy. Mm-hmm. Which, and if he's healthy, he's not 100%.
Right. It's a similar story to a couple years ago when Skylar Thompson had to start in the playoffs for them.
And even Skylar Thompson put a nice little scare into Buffalo, because again, it's hard to win against divisional opponents.
Yeah. Just in general.
Though Buffalo handled them the first time around, the second time around, it would not be as easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed a Tyler Bass 61-yarder to the moon to win that game.
Which, like we talked about earlier, restored his confidence.
It restored Bass's confidence. Yeah. But also, that game was tight. Considering the Bills' struggles on defense, the skill position players that Miami has.
Yep. Especially in the secondary with the injuries they currently have.
Miami's problem remains Miami's problem of they don't beat teams with winning records.
Yes.
And the Bills and anyone in the playoffs would have that issue presented to Miami once again.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. The three times a year, the Patriots a couple years back, a perfect game in the playoffs. They beat them in New England earlier that season. But that first meeting in Buffalo was where Damian Harris ran the ball down their throat and Mac Jones threw three times in a windy tundra. So it's like three times a year, the Bills haven't done that in the Josh Allen era. They haven't been able to do that.
There's not many opportunities to do that.
No.
But even then, it's hard to sweep divisional opponents typically on a year-to-year basis anyway. And that's another issue. Not saying that they couldn't, because Miami is kind of the team that I fear the least because of how well they do perform against them, how badly Miami performs against teams with winning records, and how they typically tend to struggle in December and January. But the problem is this year, they're not doing that.
Right.
Miami is earning their right to get in right now. They've won three of their last four games. But the thing is that they're still not against opponents of any quality.
Mm-hmm.
Still. The team that they lost to in that 3 of 4, Houston, playoff team.
Right.
They lost to the Packers.
Playoff team.
The Bills.
Playoff team.
They also lost to the Colts, Titans, and Seahawks, who are very much not playoff teams.
Not quite.
And they did beat the Rams. How?
The Rams played their best game of the season against Buffalo.
Yes.
And then struggled from there on out, and before that, pretty much. Not struggled, I should say, but they never put up another performance like that.
No. And again,
look at how they played against the Jets. It was like 9-6 at half. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it?
Yes.
Like, and the Bills just demolished the Jets, but it was a track meet against the Rams, and they lost.
Yeah.
So it's any given Sunday.
It's any given Sunday. But we'll see what happens there. And I would say if I'm going to rank them in terms of concern, I would say from least to highest, Miami, Denver, Cincy.
Yep, I would agree.
But
Cincy's offense will give you a run.
They're all kind of close to me.
Yeah.
One would be far more stressful because the Bengals would score points and you'd have to score points, but both teams and defenses would be able to do that.
Right. You'd see a track meet, but that's really the only one you'd see a track meet, in my opinion.
You'd see a track meet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got to get going here. Continue on. Sports Talk Saturday. Moving on here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, you're listening to WGR. Welcome back. Final segment of hour number two here, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you as we have another hour.
We do.
On the other side.
Bills play.
The Bills play against the Patriots.
Meaningless.
It's going to.
The Sabres.
It will be a game that happens within history.
Yes. It will be a football game.
It will be a football game that happens, and the historians will take note of it.
Yes. It's a shame the Bandits have a bye week this week.
A little bit, yeah.
That'd be something to look forward to.
Sabres take on the Golden Knights tonight?
Good. Victor Olofsson and Jack Eichel will be painting the floor with their own team. So, their old team.
You know what? I don't care if Eichel scores. Don't let Olofsson get another one.
Victor Olofsson's going to show his face.
Don't let Olofsson get a goal against you.
I'm telling you. Olofsson.
Just
chalk it up. It's
just
happening.
Just don't. Don't let that happen, too. Let's not get more headaches into this season full of headaches. That game starting, though, at 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, it's the West Coast trip.
It's the West Coast trip. It's the end of the West Coast trip. And
I will not be staying up to watch.
It started so well for them as they beat St. Louis.
Yep.
And I had said a week ago on Sunday it was a great day to be a hater because Binnington, you rung them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost a tough one against Dallas, and then the Colorado game happened. And now you get Vegas to end it. Okay.
Talk about an avalanche. That's what happened. Is that another one?
This is WGR.